Welcome to Light in the Land, where we illuminate the Bible within the context of the land of Israel. Each week, we uniquely dive into biblical passages using archaeology, history, geography, customs and culture of the biblical period, and the Hebraic background of Jesus, guiding you along ancient paths and into biblical towns and landscapes is Dr. John DeLancey. He serves as the founder and director of Biblical Israel Ministries and Tours, and has led over 90 Israel study trips to date, as well as participated in many archaeological digs. We pray this program connects you to the land, deepens your understanding of the Bible, and inspires your walk of faith in Christ.
Shalom, hello, and welcome to Light in the Land, where we discover the Bible through the lens of Israel's physical settings. My name is John DeLancey, and I will be serving as your host and teacher for this weekly audio ministry program. Thanks so much for tuning in to this inaugural program of our radio and podcast ministry. It really is with great excitement that we launch this ministry for you as our listening audience. If you are tuned in today to this program through any of the stations provided by the Living Waters Christian Radio Ministry, it is indeed a joy to have you with us. We feel honored and blessed to extend our teaching ministry with you. I suppose on this inaugural program of this audio ministry, it may be appropriate for me to introduce more about myself and our ministry. Serving as the founder and director of Biblical Israel Ministries and Tours, I indeed count it as an honor to be a part of a ministry that is really all about teaching the Bible in the context of the land of Israel, something that we will be highlighting and focusing upon in this program. And secondly, equipping and encouraging people to grow in their faith walk with Christ. This program, entitled Light in the Land, is going to be all about presenting the biblical stories and narratives, both from the Old and New Testaments, within the context of where these stories took place. Our ministry, Biblical Israel Ministries and Tours, was founded in 2016. We are a nonprofit ministry, and we are so thrilled that God has blessed us since then, as we not only teach the Bible in the context of the land, but as we also offer numerous Israel study tours to the land of the Bible. This program is really aimed to help you connect the dots between the Bible and the land. Now, what is really meant when I say connecting the dots? Well, perhaps the answer to that question will take us to a map of Israel. You know, on every tour that I lead, I refer to Israel as the primary, quote, playing board of the Bible. This is a borrowed term from my old historical geography professor in Jerusalem back in the early 1980s. Jim Munson is his name. This term, playing board, really orients the reader of the Bible to the geography of Israel, where the majority of biblical stories took place. Perhaps let me illustrate by inviting you to think of a board game that you played as a child. Perhaps Monopoly, chess, or checkers. While grasping the rules and playing pieces of the game is necessary, The first thing to understand, however, in order to play the game effectively, is really to actually know how the playing board is laid out. Most every game has its own unique board. Therefore, learning the playing board of the Bible holds the same importance, I think. Yet, learning the biblical playing board is often a neglected part of biblical studies. It really is hard to learn, to interpret, and even to apply the Bible correctly without first understanding the layout of the land. This is why this program every week will focus on particular stories from the Bible where we will unfold the playing board of the land where the story actually took place. I also want to perhaps inform you that this program will take on a very informal orientation. Here at Biblical Israel Ministries and Tours, we indeed certainly applaud the many Bible teachers and preachers who you listen to on this radio station or via podcast, who share their more formal messages from God's Word with their listening audience. It's wonderful to know of the impact that they are making to help and encourage and inspire people to be Christ followers. So to complement these many wonderful programs, sharing sermons in a more formal way, we aim to make this weekly program more informal, more podcast-like, if you will, as I am simply talking and teaching and sharing with you in a very personal way. We also envision that this program will include, perhaps on occasion, a conversation with guest teachers as we simply talk about the Bible, perhaps a story from the Word of God, as we talk about the land and its context. We will pay attention, certainly, to the physical settings of the Bible. And what do I mean about this? Well, physical settings of the Bible include things like history, geography, topography, proximities, customs, culture, and as it certainly relates to the stories and narratives surrounding Yeshua Jesus, we'll also talk about some of the Hebraic background of the New Testament as well. We'll take stories from the Bible and share them with you as we attempt to sort of read between the lines within the context of where these narratives took place. A little later on in this program, perhaps we'll share a couple examples of how this helps bring the Bible to life, perhaps stories from 1 Samuel 17, or John 5, or John 9. Incidentally, for every radio program that we air and podcast that we post, there will be a complimentary PDF file posted on our website with a few pictures and photos, as I will do my best to paint the picture of the story or narrative for you. There is nothing like seeing images. So as a way to reinforce what you learn in this half hour of teaching, we encourage you to hop on our website, biblicalisraeltours.com, and specifically the radio program page on our website. You will be able to find the drop-down page for our radio program under the heading About Biblical Israel Ministries and Tours. It will be there where we will post a short PDF file that you can download of a few pictures, as I mentioned, that will bring the story more to life for you. And of course, this program will be all about looking for life lessons along the way as well. After all, encouraging your walk of faith in Christ is our optimal goal of this program as we take a look at both the Old and New Testament stories from the Bible as we expose them, as we unfold them in the context of history, geography, archaeology, customs and culture, and the Hebraic background of Yeshua Jesus. We indeed hope that this will enhance your walk of faith and your journey with Christ in real and wonderful ways. Lastly, before we get into talking about the land of Israel, I will be looking forward to sharing personal reflections with you as well. Leading Israel trips for over 30 years now, I have really witnessed how getting to know the land has enhanced my understanding of the Bible. And seeing literally thousands of people when they travel with us, they are brought to a point in their journey of faith where now they can see the Bible come to life. And that's what we want to do in part through this radio station. We know that there's nothing like being there in Israel, personally experiencing the land, but we hope that in a small way that this program will be engaging. I hope that it will help you connect the dots between the Bible and the land. And certainly, as a result of this program that we're calling Light in the Land, I indeed pray that we will be all about shedding light on the stories and narratives of the Bible and seeing God's redemptive plan shine brightly through all of these stories from both the Old and the New Testaments. I really think this is going to be an exciting adventure and journey, a very unique one, as we open up the Bible together and look at the stories, some of the stories you know well, perhaps other stories not so well, but we'll do our best to bring to light the background of these stories as we spend time together in God's Word. So for the rest of this program today, let's go directly to Israel. Let's study and talk about the regions of the land of the Bible and share a few examples of how context really brings the Bible to life. Now, of course, I'm not sure how many of you have ever been to Israel, the land of the Bible. If you have been there, you know what a life-transforming experience it really is. The land of Israel is really an amazing parcel of land, the most important piece of land in the days of the Bible. The length of the land of Israel today is only about 300 miles in length, and the widest point is only about 75 or 80 miles. In the geographic heart of the nation are the hill countries of Judah and Ephraim, which can reach about 3,000 feet above sea level. Yet just 18 to 20 miles east of Jerusalem, within the hill country of Judah, is the lowest place on earth. The Dead Sea is nearly 1,400 feet below sea level. Even the Sea of Galilee is about 65 miles north of the Dead Sea, and yet it is also under sea level, not as deep as the Dead Sea, but it stands about 700 feet below the sea level of the Mediterranean. Amazingly, only about 35 miles north of this small freshwater lake called the Sea of Galilee is Mount Hermon, which is Israel's highest mountain. It towers about 9,200 feet above sea level. In fact, many people don't realize that about 5 months a year, the top of the mountain is snow-capped. And if this is not enough to surprise you, Israel even has a ski resort there. Now, throughout the country of Israel, there are approximately 175 known biblical archaeological sites. Some of these sites have been excavated extensively for really over 100 years, while other sites have only been surveyed at this point. Archaeological finds have played indeed a significant role in establishing the veracity of the Bible, but also in providing invaluable historical artifacts that have expanded our understanding of the culture and the history of God's Word. You know, much of this information is valuable to us, whether it be archaeological information coming from the ground, learning through archaeological research how these sites are connected to the land and the history of the land. But we also have to keep in mind that the select biblical stories that we'll cover in this program really all took place within the context of the historical and the geopolitical backdrop. This again is why we call the land of Israel the, quote, playing board of the Bible. It's really the land between, if you will. And perhaps by mentioning that phrase, land between, perhaps you're wondering, between what? Well, to the south and to the west is the country of Egypt. To the north and to the east are other countries that throughout biblical history included different people groups, such as the Mitanni, the Hittites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians. We all know about, to the south and west, the Egyptian history, with the pyramids and the Sphinx and the tombs of the Valley of the Kings and all the culture and even the Israelite bondage there for hundreds of years. But what's stuck right in the middle of Egypt to the south and west and to the north and east, all of these enemy states or people groups that I've mentioned already, what's in between is the land of Israel. So whether we're talking about a military campaign or a trade route, it all came through the land of Israel. We can be talking about the Egyptian pharaohs like Thutmose III or Shishak, or the Assyrian kings like Sargon II or Sennacherib, or Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king of the 6th century. It was all about the hotly contested real estate battles that took place within the land of Israel. Simply put, to control the major routes and the strategically located cities within Israel meant the ability to protect your own interests. This is why I think when we unfold these stories of the Bible, they will pop with life, with color. We'll be able to read between the lines and understand the stories better within the context of the land. Now, the regions of the land are about 15, and these are geographic regions in the biblical land of Israel. Each region has a unique topography, elevations, flora, fauna, weather conditions, and precipitation. But understanding this incredible diversity is what will help enhance our understanding of each biblical narrative. From the south to the north, the regions include the southern highlands, the Negev Basin, the Judean wilderness or desert, the hill country of Judah, the Shvelah or the lowlands of Judah, the coastal or Philistine plain, the Sharon plain, the hill country of Ephraim or Samaria, the Mount Carmel range, the Jezreel Valley, the Jordan or Rift Valley, the Lower Galilee, the Upper Galilee, the Hula Basin or Valley, and the Golan Heights. This is really the regional map of Israel. Most people believe or assume, I should say, that Israel is just one big desert, and believe me, it's not. Through modern agricultural methodology and technologies, Israel has really brought the land back to life. It's really incredible to see today, but just know that as we talk about the stories from the Bible, and shortly we'll talk actually about three stories from the Bible, one from the Shvelah of Israel and two other stories briefly that took place in Jerusalem, we will quickly understand how exciting it is to see how these stories come to life when we understand these narratives in the context of the land of Israel. The story from 1 Samuel chapter 17 is an interesting one because in the first few verses, we even have what we call geographical markers listed for us so that we are enabled to understand where precisely the battlefield was between David and Goliath. The text is 1 Samuel 17, and the story is remarkable. Understand that the Philistines were very, very closely located to the battlefield. Only about 5 or 6 miles to the west is where Gath was located, the hometown of Goliath. But the text tells us that there was a narrow valley in Hebrew between where the Philistines camped and where Saul and the Israelites camped. This valley can be identified as being in two possible or potential places along the Elah Valley. The word Gai in Hebrew, G-A-I, oftentimes refers to the narrow part of the valley. So we can distinguish what part of the valley the battle took place. David was from the hill country of Judah to the east. He comes down with care packages for his brothers and assesses the situation. And as you perhaps are familiar with the story, with full trust in God, he gathers 5 stones, and with one of these stones, he slings it, kills Goliath, cuts off his head to humiliate the enemy. And the Israelites then go chasing the Philistines back to their hometowns of Gath and Ekron. I will post a picture of the Elah Valley on our website so that you can see the battlefield. Although in our next program, we'll unfold more of the details of the story. And finally, the stories from John chapter 5 and chapter 9 will illustrate how the role of archaeology can illuminate a biblical story and add context and understanding. First of all, John chapter 5 is a wonderful passage of transformation. A paralytic who was in his own lame condition for 38 years is befriended by Jesus at the pools of Bethesda. Now, within the old city walls of Jerusalem, and incidentally, the old city walls are not that old. They only date to 1537 AD through 1544. They were built by Suleiman the Magnificent, the Turkish emperor, during that 16th century. But within the old city walls, in fact, just inside what is called the St. Stephen's Gate, though it's also called the Lion's Gate and the Jericho Gate, and also about 200 yards north of the Temple Mount are the Pools of Bethesda. This is a real archaeological site and not just a traditional site, and there are many of those within Jerusalem and around the whole country of Israel. Traditional sites only preserve the story and not the most likely location, whereas the archaeological world uncovers these particular sites where the story actually took place. And here, within the confines of the St. Anne's Crusader Church, are the ancient ruins of two pools, the Pools of Bethesda. The text tells us that Jesus encountered this paralytic. He asked him, "Do you want to get well?" And he heals him. It's a remarkable story that took place precisely here. But outside the old city of Jerusalem, in what is called the southern part of the city of David, is the Pool of Siloam. And this turns us to John chapter 9 as yet our last example of how a story from the Bible can be illuminated through archaeology. To date, two pools have been discovered and possibly identified as the Pool of Siloam. One is a smaller pool. It was found over 100 years ago. And the second, a large pool or reservoir pool, just discovered in 2005. As we'll illustrate the story with more detail once again in our next program, this is a remarkable story of transformation. Jesus heals a man born blind by sending him to the Pool of Siloam, tells him to wash the mud from his eyes with the water, and remarkably, he not only sees physically, but at the end of this, really, it's the longest miracle recorded in the book of John, he also identifies Jesus, I believe, as the Messiah. So this brings us to the end of this inaugural program. On behalf of Biblical Israel Ministries and Tours, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you tune in for our next program. And until then, Shalom.
Thank you for joining us for this program. We hope it was enlightening and inspiring. If you have questions, you can email Dr. John DeLancey at drjohn@biblicalisraeltours.com. We invite you to visit our website, biblicalisraeltours.com, where we have resources about Israel and the Bible, select images from today's program, along with links to our YouTube channel featuring on-location teaching videos from the land of Israel. Additionally, our site also has information about upcoming trips throughout Israel and other biblical lands. A tour of the Holy Land will transform the way you read and understand the Bible, as it has for thousands of others. Until next time, thanks for listening, and Shalom.